Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving deep into one of the most important topics in the forces unit, acceleration. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode is going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam feeling completely confident. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Acceleration is one of those topics that sounds straightforward, but hides some really sneaky traps that catch out even the brightest students every single year. Today, we're going to make sure you are not one of those students. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what acceleration is, how to calculate it, how to read it from a graph, and, crucially, how to avoid the mistakes that cost candidates marks in the real exam. We'll also do a quick-fire quiz at the end to test your recall, so stay with me all the way through. Let's start with the definition, because in the OCR exam, you will almost certainly be asked to state what acceleration is. And the mark scheme is very specific. Acceleration is the rate of change of velocity. That's it. Four words that are worth one mark. Rate of change of velocity. Not speed, velocity. This distinction matters enormously because velocity is a vector quantity, meaning it has both magnitude and direction. Acceleration, therefore, is also a vector. This means an object can accelerate even if its speed stays the same. For example, a car going around a roundabout at a constant speed is still accelerating because its direction is changing. That's a classic higher tier question, so keep it in mind. Now, the first equation you need is A equals V minus U, all divided by T. Let me break that down. A is acceleration, measured in meters per second squared. And please, please write meters per second squared, not meters per second. This is the single most common unit error in the entire topic, and examiners see it every year. V is the final velocity in meters per second. U is the initial velocity, that's the starting velocity, also in meters per second. And T is the time taken in seconds. So if a car accelerates from 10 meters per second to 30 meters per second in 5 seconds, the acceleration is 30 minus 10, which is 20 divided by 5, which gives us 4 meters per second squared. Clean, simple, and worth full marks if you show you're working. Now, here's a really important shortcut that saves time in the exam. Always check whether the object starts from rest or comes to a stop. If it starts from rest, then U equals 0, so you can immediately simplify your equation. If it comes to a stop, then V equals 0. Spotting this instantly simplifies your calculation and reduces the chance of error. What about deceleration? Deceleration is simply a negative acceleration. If an object is slowing down in the positive direction of motion, its acceleration has a negative value. So if a cyclist decelerates from 12 meters per second to 0 in 4 seconds, the acceleration is 0 minus 12 divided by 4, which equals negative 3 meters per second squared. The negative sign tells us it's decelerating. Examiners will award a mark specifically for including that negative sign, so never drop it. Now let's talk about the second equation, which is higher tier content. V squared equals U squared plus 2AS. This is the equation of motion that connects velocity, acceleration, and displacement without needing time. So when a question gives you distance or displacement instead of time, this is your equation. S here stands for displacement, measured in meters. The most common error with this equation, and I cannot stress this enough, is failing to square the velocities before you do anything else. You must square V and U first, then subtract. Students who write V minus U squared instead of V squared minus U squared lose the mark every time. So the process is, write out V squared equals U squared plus 2AS, substitute your values in with the velocities already squared, then rearrange to find what you need. For example, a ball is thrown upwards with an initial velocity of 15 meters per second and decelerates due to gravity at 10 meters per second squared. How far does it travel before stopping? V equals 0 because it stops. U equals 15. A equals negative 10. Rearranging, z equals v squared minus u squared, all divided by 2a. That's 0 squared minus 15 squared divided by 2 times negative 10. That's 0 minus 225 divided by negative 20. That gives us positive 11.25 meters. Now let's move to graphs, because graph questions appear in almost every OCR physics paper. On a velocity time graph, the gradient, that's the slope, gives you the acceleration. If the line slopes upward, the object is accelerating. If it slopes downward, it's decelerating. If the line is horizontal, the acceleration is 0 and the object is moving at constant velocity. To calculate the gradient, you draw a large right-angled triangle on the line and calculate rise divided by run. Rise is the change in velocity, run is the change in time. The bigger your triangle, the more accurate your answer. This is a graph skill that examiners specifically test, and candidates who draw a small triangle or read values carelessly lose marks. If the graph shows a curve rather than a straight line, the acceleration is changing. This is non-uniform acceleration. To find the acceleration at a specific instant, you must draw a tangent to the curve at that point and calculate the gradient of the tangent. This is higher tier content. One more thing about velocity time graphs. The area under the graph gives you the displacement. For a straight line from the origin, this is a triangle, so you use half base times height. For a trapezium shape, split it into a rectangle and a triangle and add them together. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the physics is only half the battle. First, command words. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer, no explanation needed. If it says calculate, you must show every step of your working, write the formula, substitute values, and include the correct unit in your final answer. If you get the number wrong but your method is correct, you can still earn method marks. Always show your working. If the question says explain, you need to use the word because or therefore to link cause and effect. Now, the top five mistakes I see every year. Number one, writing m for sex instead of m or s squared for the unit of acceleration. This costs one mark every single time. Number two, not squaring the velocities in v squared equals u squared plus 2as. Always square first, then subtract. Number three, reading the gradient from a distance time graph instead of a velocity time graph. The gradient of a distance time graph gives speed, not acceleration. Number four, forgetting the negative sign for deceleration. Number five, drawing a tiny gradient triangle on a graph. Use a large triangle spanning at least half the line for accuracy. Okay, it's quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 5 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the definition of acceleration? Acceleration is the rate of change of velocity. Question two, what are the units of acceleration? Meters per second squared. Question three, what does the gradient of a velocity time graph represent? Acceleration. Question four, what does the area under a velocity time graph represent? Displacement. Question five, in the equation v squared equals u squared plus 2as, what does s stand for? Displacement in meters. Question six, if a car decelerates from 20 meters per second to rest in 4 seconds, what is the acceleration? 0 minus 20 divided by 4 equals negative 5 meters per second squared. The negative sign is essential. How did you do? If you got all six, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread that section of your notes using active recall, not passive rereading. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from today's episode. One, acceleration is the rate of change of velocity, a vector quantity measured in meters per second squared. Two, use a equals v minus u divided by t for most calculations. Use v squared equals u squared plus 2as when time is not given. Three, always square the velocities in the second equation before doing anything else. Four, the gradient of a velocity time graph equals acceleration. The area under it equals displacement. Five, deceleration is negative acceleration. Always include the negative sign. Six, check your units every single time. Meters per second squared, not meters per second. That's everything for today's episode on acceleration. You've covered the definitions, the equations, the graph skills, and the exam technique. Now, close this podcast and test yourself. Write out the two equations from memory, sketch a velocity time graph showing acceleration and deceleration, and try a past paper question. Active practice is what turns revision into results. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. See you in the next episode.